And let's go out west now with another health concern. It can take several hours of driving through deserts and over mountains to reach some rural communities in the western U.S., and that can make it difficult to get medical supplies where they need to go, especially in an emergency. Stina Sieg from Here and Now contributor KJZZ met a team of volunteer pilots in Arizona who keep supplies of blood flowing.
Paul Rowley buckles into the pilot seat of his airplane at Falcon Field in Mesa, Arizona, and takes one last look at the instrument panel before taking off.
Clear!
We're on our way to Sholo, Arizona, then Flagstaff, with boxes of platelets, a vital blood product which spoils within a matter of days. That's why pilots like Rowley make such a difference.
Okay, very good.
Rowley says planes like a Cessna 182 Skylane can make a trip four times faster than a car.
Faster than anybody.
Rowley's one of more than 240 pilots in the state who volunteer with Flights for Life, which shuttles blood every day, about 1,000 flights a year.
Oh, you feel great. You know, you feel like, hey, I'm doing something worthwhile.
Flights for Life was founded back in 1984 by four pilots who said they wanted to do more with their airplanes than just poke holes in the sky.
998, 998, 999, I have been shot.
That's an audio recording of Scott Tipton, a retired Tempe, Arizona police officer calling for help after he was shot seven times while on duty in 2000. Tipton was in the middle of a city at the time, but still needed help from Flights for Life because of his rare blood type.
I ended up going through 27 units of O negative blood, and they had to fly it in.
Tipton was so touched that even 15 years later, he still speaks at Flights for Life events.
It's a blessing. It's great.
Flights for Life also delivered blood during the October 2015 shooting at Northern Arizona University that killed a student. But more often than not, pilots are responding to accidents you never hear about. A house fire in Tuba City, a car crash in Cottonwood. And all of that blood comes from Scottsdale-based United Blood Services of Arizona. Spokeswoman Sue Thu is standing in front of a row of ceiling-to-wall coolers filled with more than 1,000 bags the color of a rich red wine.
We strive to keep a three-day supply of blood on hand. Blood has a shelf life, so you can't stockpile blood.
United Blood Services supplies 90% of Arizona's hospitals, and Thu estimates that Flights for Life saves her nonprofit organization $300,000 in fuel, manpower, and vehicles every year.
And so it's just so important to us.
And to her, on a personal level. A blood transfusion helped save her father after a major surgery and allowed him to live another year and a half. There are stories like that everywhere. Just ask any Flights for Life pilot.
We save lives.
Mac McClure is the president of Flights for Life. You can often find him here at the Deer Valley Airport Restaurant in North Phoenix, where he's having breakfast with some of his Flights for Life buddies. Saving lives, McClure says, is the reason he doesn't mind volunteering his time or the costs of the flight every time he delivers blood to some far-flung community.
And if you ever need it, I hope you never do, then we will be there.
Here in Arizona, and now in New Mexico, too, where Flights for Life expanded just weeks ago. McClure says he hopes to reach more states soon. For Here and Now, I'm Stina Sieg.